For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Kiki Radke, or Caitlin Radke, out of Hastings, Minnesota, a freshman forward. And first of all, Kiki, we're going to get this out of the way. I overheard you this last weekend talking about how you got the nickname Kiki. As it turns out, your brother couldn't say your name when he was growing up, so it kind of stuck, didn't it?
Yeah, he didn't have very good speaking skills when he was little, and so Kiki just came out of Caitlin, and it's just stuck ever since. So,
You right now have 4 assists and 2 goals, 41 shots on goal this season before you got your first career goal this last weekend against Minnesota State University Mankato. What will you remember about your first collegiate goal?
I'm just going to remember that it was in a time of need, and we stuck to how we know how to play. It wasn't a pretty goal by any means. Just put the puck on net and look for someone to tip it or look for a good bounce your way, and that's just what happened. So I'll remember hitting heads with AJ, though. She said I hit her head pretty hard because I got excited when we were hugging. So I'll remember that.
Nice way to celebrate. You've played 16 of 18 games this season as a freshman. Did you expect to come in here and make such an impact?
No, I didn't, but I was hoping I would. So it feels good being able to achieve something you had hoped to do. But obviously, I want to keep making a bigger and bigger impact every game and helping the team out. So that's kind of it.
Well, last Friday, your team comes away with a 2-0 win. You go into Saturday, and 6 minutes and 4 seconds in, they've got a 3-0 lead. What happened there? And obviously, your team responded very well. But what did Coach tell you guys?
He just told us we need to, you know, start playing our game. Make the easy plays, chip the puck out of the zone. We can't be, we gotta be able to block shots. Just gotta get back to our roots. And wherever we broke down is just what we know how to do already. So it was just kind of mental breakdowns almost. And that's all that hurt us. We were playing good to start, had a good jump. And it was just 3 breakdowns, and they capitalized on all 3 of them.
It was definitely a learning moment for your team, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. We had to figure out how to face adversity fast. And I feel like we bounced back as well as we could right away and just couldn't get another bounce after they put 3 away on us.
Well, you ended up scoring your first goal and then a power play goal. Power play has been that close to getting those goals. What was it about that power play goal that you guys were able to strike?
I just think we were moving the puck down low really well. We had the puck up top too, and we got it back down low. We found the weak spot in the middle of the ice, and Abby and Haley were grinding down low, and I just started calling for the puck, and Haley managed to put the puck right on my stick. So I just think it was the communication and the hard work that we've put in, and it finally paid off for us.
How much confidence do you take away from this last weekend, finally getting your first and your second career goal?
I take away, like, the pressure's gone. Like, the pressure of scoring your first goal is gone. So it's just kind of a relief on that part, but now I have more confidence knowing that I can go out there and I can help the team out as long as I put my mind to it and believe I can.
You've had some big weekends. I know Ohio State weekend you had 15 shots on goal. This last weekend you had 10 shots on goal. Obviously you were frustrated before you got that first goal, weren't you?
Yeah, I was frustrated, but I was trying not to let it get to my head. I knew it was going to come. I knew it was just a matter of time. I just had to keep working for it, and it was going to happen at some point, so I was trying not to get too down on myself.
Back in high school, you were a multi-sport athlete. You played soccer, you ran track, cross country. How much of playing different sports helped you in your hockey career?
I think it helped a lot. It just gives you a different view of the game. Cross country, I learned that I couldn't like go forever and try not to get tired. Track, it was just quick sprints, and soccer is just learning to play a different position like defense, which I've never played in hockey, but it gives you a different perspective of the game and how you respect different positions and understand others and how they're playing.
Who has been the biggest influence in your hockey career?
Well, growing up, Erica McKenzie, from my hometown, she was Miss Hockey, and she was the player back then, and I always looked up to her. She was my big sister when I was little, and it was just I always wanted to be like her, so I think she probably had the most influence on that side. But my dad personally probably had the most influence on me.
How old were you when you first went on skates?
Probably 2.5 or 3, just because my brother started playing, so I wanted to be just like my brother, and I wanted to do the things he wanted to do, so I jumped on the ice with him, and I've been playing ever since.
The rest is history, folks. What would you like to accomplish here during your 4 years at BSU as far as hockey is concerned?
I want to win a national championship, and hopefully, personally, I want to become an All-American, but obviously that's a long shot, but hopefully with hard work and dedication, both can be achieved.
Well, those are great goals. You play RIT this weekend, last road trip of the 2016 calendar year. It's been a grind. What are you hoping to take out of this weekend?
I'm hoping we just come away, do what we got to do, hopefully come out of the weekend with 2 big wins, have some confidence going into the break, and then get everyone well-rested and fueled up and ready to come back in a couple weeks and grind out the rest of the WCHA and hopefully come away with some big points in 2017 season.
Sounds like a good plan. Good luck this weekend, Kiki. We'll see you on the road.
Thank you.